AI's electricity demands force first major convergence of power, digital assets. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde and number 9,650, Digital Bridge agreed to acquire Arc Light Capital Partners for $1.05 billion, creating a combined platform managing over $150 billion in assets across digital and power infrastructure. Arc Light and #X27's portfolio includes control of more than 70 gigawatts of power generation capacity and approximately 48,000 miles of electric and gas transmission infrastructure, representing over $90 billion in cumulative enterprise value. AI data centers requiring 100 megawatts or more of continuous load per facility have made power availability the critical bottleneck for digital infrastructure development, driving the merger of power and digital asset management. Global alternative asset manager Digital Bridge Group has signed a definitive agreement to acquire Boston-based Arc Light Capital Partners for $1.05 billion, creating what the firms describe as a combined platform managing more than $150 billion in assets spanning digital and power infrastructure. The transaction, announced May 27, 2026, positions Digital Bridge as the first major infrastructure manager to formally merge digital connectivity assets with traditional power generation, transmission, and storage capabilities under a single investment thesis, that artificial intelligence's electricity demands have fundamentally rewritten the rules of infrastructure investing. The deal brings Arc Light's track record of controlling more than 70 gigawatts of power generation capacity and approximately 48,000 miles of electric and gas transmission infrastructure into Digital Bridge's portfolio, which already spans data centers, fiber networks, and cell towers across North America, Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. Arc Light's portfolio represents over $90 billion in cumulative enterprise value since the firm's 2001 founding, with what the company characterizes as among the largest private power generation portfolios and development pipelines in North America. Mark Ganzi, CEO of Digital Bridge, framed the acquisition in terms of bottleneck economics. AI is rewiring the global power equation, accelerating investment across generation, transmission, and behind-the-meter infrastructure. We believe the firm's best position for this next phase of growth will be those that are able to underwrite both digital and energy infrastructure with equal depth and credibility. The transaction hinges on completion of SoftBank Group Corporation's previously announced $4 billion acquisition of Digital Bridge, which was disclosed in late December 2025. That parent deal positions the combined Digital Bridge ArcLight entity within SoftBank's broader technology and AI investment ecosystem, creating what Daniel Revere, ArcLight's founder, described as integrated expertise across both power and digital infrastructure necessary to support hyperscale data center build-out. The convergence trade goes institutional. The Digital Bridge Arc Light combination represents the clearest institutional endorsement yet of a thesis that has circulated in infrastructure circles for the past 18 months, that the value chain separating electricity generation from digital infrastructure consumption has collapsed. Power availability, not land or fiber connectivity, has emerged as the binding constraint on data center development, particularly for AI training clusters that can require 100 megawatts or more of continuous load per facility. Angelo Acconcia, managing partner of Arc Light, made the constraint explicit. Power has become the critical bottleneck for digital infrastructure build-out, and solving it takes expertise and dedicated people. He noted that Arc Light has significantly expanded its team and capabilities over the past 5 years to build what he termed an integrated platform to meet this need at scale. The $1.05 billion purchase price values Arc Light at roughly 1.2% of the $90 billion in enterprise value the firm has overseen since inception, though this ratio lacks precision given the vintage and hold period variability across Arc Light's historical portfolio companies. What matters more for institutional capital? The deal establishes a valuation benchmark for specialist power infrastructure managers with demonstrable expertise in generation dispatch, transmission interconnection, and regulatory navigation across North American power markets. Under the transaction terms, Arc Light will operate as a separately managed business within the Digital Bridge platform. Revere becomes vice chairman of Digital Bridge, while Acconcia continues as managing partner of Arc Light with day-to-day leadership. Jake Earhart, currently a partner at Arc Light, ascends to senior partner. The preservation of Arc Light's brand and management structure signals Digital Bridge's recognition that power infrastructure investment requires domain expertise that cannot be replicated through capital deployment alone. SoftBank's $4 billion infrastructure masterstroke, the SoftBank Digital Bridge transaction, announced in December 2025 at a $4 billion valuation, created the precondition for the Arc Light acquisition by providing both balance sheet capacity and strategic alignment with SoftBank's AI ambitions. SoftBank Group's involvement transforms what might have been a standalone digital infrastructure play into a vertically integrated bet spanning semiconductors, AI model development, hyperscale computing, and now the power generation required to energize that stack. The sequencing matters. By securing Digital Bridge first, SoftBank positioned itself to bolt on specialist power capabilities through the ArcLight acquisition without competing in an open sale process against pension funds, sovereign wealth vehicles, or other infrastructure platforms. The $1.05 billion ArcLight price tag represents roughly 26% of the $4 billion SoftBank paid for Digital Bridge itself, a ratio that implies ArcLight's power expertise commands a premium relative to digital infrastructure on a per dollar of AUM basis. Digital Bridge's footprint spans data centers, towers, and fiber across multiple continents, with Boca Raton, Florida serving as headquarters. The firm's positioning at the intersection of hyperscale cloud providers, telecommunications carriers, and now power generators creates unique information asymmetry. Digital Bridge can observe electricity demand patterns from its data center tenants, then direct capital toward generation and transmission assets that solve those constraints. Manufacturing consolidation is parallel precedent while the Digital Bridge ArcLight transaction unfolds in power and digital infrastructure. The same consolidation logic appears in adjacent industrial sectors. HAB Pharma completed its merger with Signature Phytochemicals in March 2026, creating a combined entity with consolidated turnover of approximately 600 crore rupees, roughly $72 million at May 2026 exchange rates. The pharmaceutical merger, finalized to streamline operations and harmonize corporate systems, expands manufacturing and R&D capabilities with focus on specialty drugs for oncology, autoimmune disorders, and chronic conditions. The HAB Signature combination, though vastly smaller in dollar terms than the Digital Bridge ArcLight deal, follows identical strategic logic: merge specialist manufacturing and R&D capabilities to capture margin in products requiring technical depth and regulatory navigation. HAB Pharmaceuticals produces antibiotics, NSAIDs, and cardiovascular drugs, while Signature Phytochemical Industries specializes in tablets, capsules, and creams for export markets. The merged entity targets Latin America, Central Asia, and Southeast Asia, with two new manufacturing plants for sterile injectables and oral solid dosage forms expected to commence commercial production by August 2026. Saurabh Agarwal, director at HAB Pharma, emphasized differentiation through portfolio breadth and speed to market, our focus on innovation, niche products, and increasing our export and R&D capabilities will solidify the company's position in the pharmaceutical industry. The parallel between pharmaceutical contract manufacturing and power infrastructure provision is not superficial. Both require long-cycle capital investment, regulatory expertise, and technical credibility with buyers, pharmaceutical distributors in one case, hyperscale data center operators in the other, who cannot easily switch suppliers once relationships are established. The capital deployment math power infrastructure has historically traded at 8x to 12x EBITDA multiples for contracted generation assets, with uncontracted merchant power at discounts of 30 to 50% depending on market structure and fuel type. Transmission and midstream assets command premium valuations, often 12x to 15x EBITDA, given regulatory rate bases and inflation-linked returns. ArcLight's $90 billion in cumulative enterprise value overseen since 2001 represents an average annual deployment rate of roughly $3.6 billion across a 25-year operating history, though this figure masks significant lumpiness and assumes no double counting across fund vintages. The $1.05 billion Digital Bridge is paying for ArcLight values the management platform itself, not the underlying portfolio companies, which remain owned by fund limited partners. Infrastructure managers typically trade at 1.5 to 3.0% of fee-earning AUM, suggesting ArcLight's deal value implies fee-earning assets of $35 billion to $70 billion currently under management or in active deployment phase. The combined Digital Bridge ArcLight figure of more than $150 billion cited by the companies likely includes gross asset value across both firms' portfolios, not fee-earning AUM, making direct valuation comparisons imprecise. What the $1.05 billion price does establish, the market now assigns material value to specialist power infrastructure expertise within the context of AI-driven electricity demand. 5 years ago, a power-focused private equity manager would have been valued primarily on its ability to optimize thermal generation dispatch or navigate renewable energy tax credits. Today, the same manager commands a premium for its ability to site, permit, and interconnect generation assets in proximity to hyperscale data center clusters, where willingness to pay for reliable electricity far exceeds wholesale power market prices. The bottleneck thesis. Ganzi's assertion that power has become the critical bottleneck for digital infrastructure build-out reflects ground truth operational constraints visible to any hyperscale tenant attempting to lease 50 megawatts or more of data center capacity. Multiple projects across Virginia, Texas, and Arizona markets have experienced 18 to 36 month delays in 2024 and 2025 due to transmission interconnection queue backlogs, utility service territory capacity constraints, or inability to secure natural gas supply contracts for on-site generation. These delays impose direct costs measured in foregone revenue for cloud providers competing to onboard AI training workloads. The bottleneck manifests in three distinct choke points. First, transmission interconnection queues managed by regional grid operators, PJM Interconnection, ERCOT, CAISO, and others, now stretch beyond 2027 in many markets, with study and construction timelines adding 24 to 48 months before new generation can deliver electrons to load. Second, utility distribution infrastructure serving data center parks often lacks transformer capacity or substation headroom to accommodate incremental 100 megawatts loads without multi-year capital upgrade programs. Third, natural gas pipeline takeaway capacity in key markets limits fuel supply for on-site combustion turbines, forcing reliance on grid power that may not exist in sufficient quantity. ArcLight's 25 years of technical knowledge, regulatory relationships, and operational depth in electrification infrastructure directly address these constraints. The firm's track record of controlling more than 70 gigawatts of generation and 48,000 miles of transmission positions it to identify sites where generation, transmission, and land converge with minimal permitting friction. This site selection expertise becomes the scarce input that unlocks data center development, justifying premium economics for the infrastructure manager that can deliver it. The Plaquemines view the DigitalBridge acquisition of ArcLight marks the formal institutionalization of power infrastructure as a digital infrastructure subcomponent, not a separate asset class. We view this as the first of multiple similar transactions over the next 18 to 24 months as diversified infrastructure platforms attempt to capture margin that has migrated from data center construction and operations into electricity procurement and generation dispatch. Three implications merit emphasis. First, the transaction validates our long-held thesis that hyperscale cloud providers will increasingly bypass wholesale power markets and contract directly with generation asset owners for dedicated capacity. DigitalBridge's combined platform can now offer turnkey solutions spanning fiber connectivity, data center shell construction, and captive power generation, eliminating coordination costs and information asymmetry that plague multi-vendor procurement processes. Expect Google, Microsoft, Amazon Web Services, and Meta to structure preferred partnerships with integrated providers over the next 12 months. Second, the deal creates adverse selection risk for pure-play power infrastructure managers that lack digital infrastructure exposure. If ArcLight commanded a $1.05 billion valuation partially based on its ability to deliver electrons to data centers, then power managers focused exclusively on regulated utility assets or renewable energy tax equity may face valuation compression as institutional capital reprices toward AI-adjacent infrastructure. This dynamic mirrors the 2015 to 2017 repricing of telecom tower assets when investors recognized that towers serving mobile broadband traffic commanded higher multiples than broadcast towers. Third, the transaction exposes SoftBank to regulatory and permitting execution risk that differs materially from the software and semiconductor investments that dominate its portfolio. Bringing 100 megawatts of new natural gas generation online requires air quality permits, natural gas pipeline interconnections, water supply agreements, and utility tariff approvals that can span 36 months even in favorable jurisdictions. If SoftBank's AI ambitions require electricity on a timeframe measured in quarters, not years, then ArcLight's development pipelines must already be substantially de-risked. We see potential for interim capacity constraints to force SoftBank into merchant power purchases at premium pricing, compressing near-term returns. The strategic logic, however, remains sound. Power infrastructure expertise has become non-replicable competitive advantage in a world where AI training clusters require continuous, reliable electricity at a scale that exceeds the capacity of most local distribution utilities. The firms that can deliver that power, at the required voltage and reliability, will capture economics far exceeding traditional infrastructure returns. The bottom line: DigitalBridge's $1.05 billion acquisition of ArcLight Capital Partners, contingent on SoftBank's $4 billion purchase of DigitalBridge, creates the first truly integrated digital and power infrastructure platform scaled to serve hyperscale AI deployments. The transaction establishes a valuation floor for specialist power infrastructure managers with demonstrated interconnection expertise and generation dispatch capabilities, while signaling to institutional capital that electricity bottlenecks now represent the binding constraint on data center growth. Institutional investors should monitor how quickly the combined entity can translate ArcLight's development pipelines into energized capacity serving DigitalBridge's data center tenants. The 12 to 24 month window following transaction close will determine whether integrated platforms command sustainable premium multiples or simply internalize coordination costs that the market would have priced efficiently through arm's length contracts. For infrastructure allocators, the message is unambiguous: power and digital infrastructure are no longer separate sleeves. The convergence is complete, and the capital deployment race has begun.